let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule by Vivian Bacall is a discourse that ferrets out the results of or consequences of the transactional contract that the adversary, also known as Satan, caused the two Adams to enter into when she heeded his instructions that she would not die if she ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The consequences of the transactional contract, the sin that was passed on to all their posterity until this present day, for which Yeshua, Jesus, came to shed his blood for mankind's redemption. But do we know and understand what the original sin is that requires redemption? Vivian was born the seventh of 10 children. A curiosity was activated in her regarding the Rhema word due to the fascination she experienced as a child sitting on the church pew, watching the mouth of the preacher preaching. Still intrigued by the spoken word, sounds that can be heard and discerned, yet words that cannot be seen, she left her pursuit of words through the logos or the written word. This pursuit resulted in receiving ministerial license in 2002, several degrees, two bachelor's, one master's, and an uncompleted second master's and law degree. The pursuit of the written word culminated in the publication of The Seed of Abba, The Seed of the Woman, in 2008, and now followed by the publication of The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. She's a licensed minister through the Reformation Movement of the Church of God, headquartered in Anderson, Indiana, since 2002. Vivian Bacall, author of The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule, is our guest on This Week in America. Vivian, welcome to the program. It's such a pleasure to have you with us.
And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So much to talk about during the course of the program. Let's start with this motivation, this fascination, the inspiration you had to write the book, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. What was the inspiration for putting this book together?
Well, the mindset of people vary. Of course, there are 7+ billion people on the earth, and none of us think just alike. We have free will, and we can choose to do whatever we choose to do. So with all of the consternation that's on the earth, I'm like, why do we think the way we think? And it goes back to chapter 3 of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 17, where the command was given to Adam not to eat of the tree of knowledge. The day he would do that would be the day that he would die. And in chapter 3, of course, I call it the snake chapter, where the serpent approaches the female and says, you really won't die if you eat from this. And so in listening to that instruction, she ventured in to eat, and so the consequences of eating from the tree of knowledge and the death that ensued, I don't think mankind really understands. So it's just how we think and what we do and the results of what we are doing today with the consternation that's going on in the world today because of man's mindset.
Well, it's an interesting question that you give us insight in the book, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. Vivian Bacall is our guest on the program. If you're Googling that, that's Bekelle. I'll give you some websites as we go through the program. Is the creation story in the first chapter of Genesis the initial creation of the earth?
No. There are telltale signs in the Bible that has been presented to us, but if you read Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1, it said, in the beginning, God created, past tense, the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth is covered with water. It's chaotic. There's no life. There's no light. There's nothing. So my question when I started just reading the Bible all over again was, what happened between verse 1 and verse 2? Verse 1 is a done deal. Verse 2 is messed up. And so there are varying clues in the Bible that states that there was a flood prior to Noah's flood. And so it was destroyed. And the fossil finds in the earth let us know that there were creatures, dinosaurs, Cro-Magnon man, the author. There were many beings in the earth prior to the creation of Adam approximately 6,000 years ago. So no, this is not the first creation of the earth.
It's interesting.
Scientists also say that the universe is 13.6 billion years old. I agree with that. I also agree that the earth is both 13.6 billion years old, but also 6,000 years as well. It's a continuum on a line frame.
It's amazing the amount of research that went into Vivian's book, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. Why is there a battle raging between righteousness and evil?
Well, there's a cherub that we refer to as Satan or the devil or the adversary, who was top-notch cherub who was covered the mercy seat, but in his mindset he decided that he wanted to be like the Most High God who created the whole universe, and so the war started with him trying to be like the Most High. And in chapter 12, I believe, in Revelation, he got kicked out of heaven. And so that battle is still enraging right now to this day.
Vivian Bakel is our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at her website, theseedofabba.com. Information there on both of her books. And you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get that information there as well. It's interesting, and I like your opinion on this. What is the difference between righteousness and good?
Well, righteousness is the ways of the Most High God, the one who created the universe and everything that's in it, and his way of living, which is love. That's the ultimate law in his kingdom. We should love him first, love others as we love ourselves. And do we really know how to love? So the righteousness is based off of love. Good, a thing could be good, but it doesn't make it right. It could be a good thing,
yes.
But is it a right thing?
It's interesting that there's so much to this book, and this is why the book is receiving such excellent reviews, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. The second book written by Vivian, both books available, and you'll find them at her website, theseedofabba.com, as well as Amazon, all the usual places. What was Yahweh's plan for man's position, office here on earth?
His position was to rule and reign. He was the governor of the earth, and everything was under his command. And in his union with the Almighty, he had the righteous mindset to rule and reign righteously. Once he entered into the tree of knowledge of good and evil, according to Apostle Paul, if you exchange the truth for a lie or alternative truth, as it's known today, you receive a reprobate or a corrupt mind to do things unseemly because of the disconnect that it created between man's spirit and God's spirit. And so you don't receive his input anymore to guide and direct you. He gave us authority, power, and dominion over what was in the air, what was in the sea, and on the earth. And we transfer that authority to the adversary, Satan, the cherub, when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And that's the sin. Our minds are corrupt. That's the original sin that's passed on to all mankind. You do not have to teach a baby how to do wrong. They just automatically know how to. But you do have to teach them how to do right.
Such fascinating time going by so quickly. How did man lose his position, his office on the earth? And who has that position on the earth today?
When they heeded the thought that, no, you're not going to die if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You'll just be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. So when they entered into that transaction, they gave up their authority, power and dominion over the heavens, earth, and what's in the sea, and transfer it to the cherub, who we call Satan. That's how he lost it.
What do you think was the probable rationale that God had for planting the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden? What was the thinking there, do you believe?
Well, I'm of the mindset that because of the war that broke out in heaven, where Michael fought with the archangel and threw him and a third of the angelic force out, I think he came back and recreated a thing, put that tree of knowledge of good and evil as a test to see whether Satan or the cherub would what he was supposed to do, and whether the male and female Adam would abide by their command as well. And it was a test to see whether he would maintain the rule over the earth through the two Adams, or if it was going to be transferred back to Satan again.
Our guest on the program is Vivian Bekele. That's B-E-K-E-L-E. Her book is The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Her website, theseedofabba.com. And I'll give you that again. And all this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Something that we hear a lot, we've talked about it, you've mentioned it on the program, is original sin. What is the original sin?
The fact that you don't think right. You got a corrupt mind. You lost it when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In Romans 12, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove what the perfect will of God is. So when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they essentially was disconnected from the mindset of the Most High God, and they started operating out of their soul via the tree of knowledge of good and evil, both of which was a no-no. And so that's the original sin that's passed on to all mankind. Our minds is just corrupt. We don't think right. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't.
Exactly.
But we don't think righteously.
How many hearts does a man have? One, two, three, how many do you think?
Three. One for your spirit, one for your soul, and one for your body. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We don't think with our physical heart that pumps the blood. So the heart must be the mind. Well, you got the subconscious as well as the conscious. The subconscious, I am saying, is your spirit. The conscious is your soul. So you have a heart for your spirit, you have a heart for your soul, and you have a heart for the body to keep the body functioning.
I knew this program would get us thinking, and that's exactly what's happening with Vivian. Her book is The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. How can man regain that position that God ordained for him? I'm making this more complicated than it needs to be. Everybody's question is, okay, how do we regain that? How do we go about that?
Well, God created a special possession of people known as Israel. And he did that with Abram in order to bring his son, whom we call Jesus, into the earth. Now, the Catholic says it's the Immaculate Conception. And I say it's artificial insemination. A woman can have a baby without laying down to a man if she's just artificially inseminated with the sperm. So I am of the opinion that this is what God did. Artificially inseminated, the person we call Mary, she conceives and Jesus is born. And the reason being is because he's born, he bypasses the corrupt mindset. The bloodline is passed through the male, not the female. And so he bypasses the corrupt mindset and his mindset is pure. As a result of that, based on what was going on in Israel, the animals, the lamb sacrifices, goat sacrifices for the remissions of their sins, Jesus becomes the ultimate lamb who sheds his pure blood on the cross 2,000 years ago. And our belief that that is true is accounted to us, his righteousness, in exchange for our unrighteousness as Abram's belief in what God told him was accounted to him as righteousness, and that's how we are redeemed. But some of us believe that and some of us don't.
So much more in Vivian's book, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. How does spirit rule or soul rule impact man's position, office, here on earth?
I'm tempted to give an example of our recent 45th president. His mindset was phenomenal, to say the least, for the things that he attempted to do to correct issues in the United States, for instance, immigration. But the method for which he did it is questionable.
Interesting. I'm pausing there because you give us a lot to think about as you answer these questions. And again, that's the whole idea, sort of challenging us and giving us something to think about. Will paradise be regained? That's the goal. Will it be regained?
Yes, ultimately through the end of the age and the second coming of Jesus, who I prefer his Hebrew name, which is Yeshua. And when he returns again, he will right it all and paradise will be regained. However, it will only be for about 1,000 years. And then after that, we have chaos for a time. And then after that, that time of chaos is over. It ultimately will be restored in perfect peace.
The book is getting such rave reviews because people are learning, people are thinking. What was this book, the writing process, like for you? And did you learn as you were writing? Did this have the same impact on you, the writer, as it's having on the reader?
About 37 years. So it's a culmination of my learning process over a period of 37 years. So it was not hard to write. The one that I'm currently writing is a challenge, to say the least.
Well, I've got a minute or so left here. I've read the title, and I'm really excited about hopefully having the opportunity to talk about that as well. Briefly, what's the topic of book number three?
The two kingdoms, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness, : is Christianity a hoax, H-O-A-X.
Okay, you've got everybody's attention, so how long before that'll be out and we can talk about it? Now that you've piqued everybody's curiosity, how long do you think it'll be before that will be published?
This is February, probably by May. I'll have it done.
Just around the corner. Okay, we can look forward to spring and Vivian's new book coming out. Now, there are two books that are out. The one we talked about tonight, The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule, is available now. The first book, The Seed of Abba, and then three dashes, three periods, The Seed of the Woman, that was written in 2008. That's still available as well. Both of these books available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places, or website, theseedofabba.com. And Vivian is our guest, Bekele, that's B-E-K-E-L-E, if you're going to Google that. And if you go to our website, we'll have that up there and all of that information. Vivian, a real fascinating program today. I really loved the book and the opportunity to be able to talk about it. Thank you for spending some time with it. Best of luck with book number three, and hopefully we can talk about that as well.
Okay, and thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. You as well. The book is The Divide, Spirit Rule versus Soul Rule. Vivian Bekele is our guest on the program. Our website, once again, theseedofabba.com. Find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.